Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am still chafing. He's a Rudolph Hucker. And this is Hutton. And now we have the news.
Rascon's hot pot appeal for ingredients.
Galactic Powers launch Top Gun Academy.
Clearance of the cross-eyed line.
Alliance goes all tribal with its chieftain.
Wing Thing Bling enters the ring.
School closure after Hutton egging incident. With Hutton systems restored to a semblance of stability, General Rascon, retired, formerly Hot Pit Controller and Master of Hutton Space, returned to the orbital with a mission. The Pleiades are on fire. We put some of those fires out, but from the ashes of destruction, humanity will recover. The stations will be repaired and returned to full fighting fit fettle forthwith. He put his top thinking hat on and initiated the Hot Pot Hutton Orbital Truckers Pleiades Operation Team. Its mission, to bring everything needed to the broken stations to restore them to full functionality as fast as possible. With the Hot Pot simmering as an idea, he called on all available truckers to head for the Pleiades and bring everything needed by a recovering station. Structural materials, repair kits, more of those little yellow cars that run around the insides of stations, a new coffee grinder for the station commander's office, toilet paper, lots of toilet paper, medical supplies, bonsai trees to make it look a little nice, a little food for the residents, a few tins of paint, spare light bulbs, gaffer tape and cable ties, the materials that keep the universe stuck together, WD-40, the material that stops the universe sticking where it shouldn't, a selection of clipboards and fluorescent jackets for the health and safety team, and of course the Zero-G cricket kit. Current estimates are that the first station should be back online in around 6 years? With three stations being attacked by Thargoids each week, over those 6 years, a further 936 stations will be offline by the time the first station is back online, which is a start. The Hot Pot team are hoping that their efforts will reduce this repair time to a matter of weeks, bringing one station back online for every 6 to 9 new ones that are damaged. The maths of the situation may be against us, stated Commander Rascon, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't try. Someone's going to stop these attacks sooner or later, we hope. In the meantime, any commanders not making a beeline for Colonia are politely requested to aid in the deliveries to the Pleiades stations covered in green goo, even if they are owned by Aegis.
After a high-level summit meeting between the Alliance, Empire, and Federation, rumours are that there will be a significant strengthening of galactic police forces in the coming weeks. With threats from the Pleiades, the authorities within the colloquially named Bubble have agreed that the best way to spend their budgets is on internal defence against the Dark Arts, also known as piracy. To this end, ships have been equipped with the latest in engineered weapons, and recruitment has begun for pilots to enforce local and galactic law with extreme prejudice. Applicants are required to have the following skills. 1. Be the kind of pilot that says, "Caution, this ship is highly ranked," when engaging novice pilots. 2. Know which end of their ship is the business end. 3. Be very aware of the nearest penal colony. This is where they drop any naughty people, for particularly personal penal punishments of the painful kind. D. Can spell ATR in local chat. 5. Have a penchant for beatings, beastings, and brutality that would leave the 21st century United States Police Department looking like a bunch of tree-hugging hippies. 12. Treat crimes like hanging around looking suspicious, flying too fast, flying too slow, docking with intent to trade, and comments like, "It wasn't me, officer, it was those other guys with the smiling dogs on their ships," as capital crimes, and enforce them using beam lasers. X have absolutely no sense of humor, and VI are easily bribable by the local dodgy contact. If you have what it takes to be an ATR pilot, please apply at Jameson's near Founders World. Please note that Independent Systems will be applying Frontier Law and employing G4S to put the boot in.
For millennia, humans have had to put up with misshapen eyeballs due to the lack of gravity in space. This has led to many confusions, including the mistaking of planets for potatoes, an overabundance of the kinds of rods and cones that make everything look beige, the misunderstanding that Leo Wolf is a fox, an unhealthy attraction to the artworks of Tracy Emin, the belief that beards are cool, drabbles are funny, and Lave Radio is anything other than a prescribed sleep aid. It also has the effect of encouraging newsreaders to say things out loud that are patently not true. Apart from this is true. However, a new medical advancement allows your eyeballs to return to their normal shape and relieve pressure on the brain. Benefits are said to include the appreciation of planets for the lumpy, slightly less beige appearance than you're currently seeing, and of course, a return to the hiring of beautiful crew members instead of the total mingers that you've been hiring currently. It should be noted that Miss Lael Wolf of Hutton Orbital is still the award-winning supermodel, businesswoman, and face of the millennium that she always was. Ginger is this season's chestnut brown.
The Alliance has announced its latest partnership with Lakon Spaceways. With the success of the Tipex Horny Space Cow, official designation Lakon Type 10, they have designed a new combat craft, the Chieftain, wielding no less than two large hardpoints, one medium, and a pair of little pop guns. There are rumors that it's designed to outfly the Federal Assault Ship, outgun the Vulture, and of course provide the kind of glass-canopied exposed feel that only the bravest of pilots enjoy, shortly before they suck vacuum. Buck Naked, spokesperson for Lakon Spaceways, has been extensively testing this new ship, but is currently unavailable for comment as a result of being belt deep in a combat zone. We will bring you more information as and when it's available, but for the meantime, remember that stating you're going for a Chieftain in certain neighborhoods is likely to get you some funny looks.
After 2.5 years of doing the Hutton thing, galactic authorities have announced that they are finally going to reward pilots who do things with each other, with sizable rewards and even recognition that foursomes on certain projects are not only not illegal, but positively encouraged. We understand that you'll be able to share your load on a regular basis with fellow commanders and even be rewarded for having only a semi complete delivery. This, of course, will be at the discretion of the instigator of the evening's entertainment, but it is set to include not only big deliveries, but the full wing thing when it comes to combat. As proponents of PWP, yes, pilot with pilot engagements, Hutton are fully behind this incentive and are looking forward to choosing their prizes from one of the three exciting options: cash, some cash and some stuff, or some cash and a good pat on the back and a well done.
Finally tonight, sad news from Bonkers in Wolf 25 after a mismatched button mash led to a schoolroom crash. Commander Corey X Da X Egg ended up with egg on his face and a visit to punishment duty in Cubicle 3 after a docking incident. Bringing his Python into dock at Bonkers after a particularly hairy session of the controls, he managed to accidentally hit the boost button and pile the nose of his ship into the school building directly in front of the pad. Miss Smith's still life class will henceforth be referred to as her still class. Mr. Jones, the rather stern and burly physical education master, has had to have his pommel horse put down, and the biology lesson has had a rather unexpected foray into detailed anatomy as students play put the teacher back together again in the right order. Can we please remind pilots that docking should be an elegant, sedate and calm affair, and not an attempt to play lawn darts with your ship.